Friday, October 24, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shona Kola. Making headlines today. South Africa's parliament agreed on Thursday to dissolve the country's elite crime-fighting unit. Following a parliamentary vote with a 4-1 margin, the so-called Scorpions will be disbanded. Members of the unit will be merged into the mainstream police force. The vote was vehemently opposed by certain parties. Some believe the dissolution of the Scorpions is linked to its corruption investigation into African National Congress leader Jacob Zuma. Also in Parliament yesterday, a draft bill was adopted, allowing the legislature more power to amend the National Fiscal Framework and revenue proposals. The draft bill seeks to establish procedures to amend money bills before Parliament. The move is unprecedented and comes as economic policy is under scrutiny. Concerns have been raised that Africa's largest economy has been tilting to the left since the removal of business-friendly President Thabo Mbeki. In other African news, Somali politicians will be attending a summit next week where it is hoped they will push forward a peace process. The country has experienced 18 years of conflict. Talk in diplomatic circles is that the Somali government may be persuaded to invite moderate opposition members into its administration. There has also been speculation that the government may move to Nairobi, owing to insurgent attacks. Also making headlines, a legal firm says SARU owns the Springbok emblem, the Reserve Bank remains independent, says Zuma, and Zimbabwe's MDC is to attend talks next week. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit polity.org.za.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.